Hello, this is Damian Galena Jr. with Bendy Computers here. Let's get right into the article. We're going to talk today about the new four-figure iPhones, which honestly I think are quite ridiculous, but seem to be paying off for Apple. Apple's gamble on higher-priced iPhones is working, with the iPhone X showing that plenty of people are willing to pay multiple car payments on a delicate and feature-rich phone, if the brand on the back of it is right. There have been reports of Apple Pencil support for future iPhones, encouraged by Tim Cook, in which he talked of having used the two together. Offering iPhone compatibility could significantly boost sales of the accessory. Additionally, sources expect both OLED models to offer three storage tiers rather than the two of the iPhone X. It suggests that in addition to the 64 GB and 256 GB tiers, Apple will also offer a 512 GB option. Even if a relatively small percentage of buyers opt for this, it will still have Apple maintain its status. Just to give you an idea of how much storage 512 GB is, that is over 100 DVD movies and 720 P resolution, which most people are okay with. For the LCD model, Apple is expected to offer something like the iPhone X design at a more affordable price. Tech reporters expect to offer 64 GB and 256 GB tiers, and for the phone to have 3 GB in RAM, in contrast with 4 GB for the OLED models. They say that the LCD model is a low 600, but when you could get a PC with games and all the fix-ins from a custom builder such as Bendy Computers, a few car payments with insurance, that seems steep to us. In short, along with the T-Mobile and Sprint merger, I personally recommend that people skip this round of iPhones. Wait until the big four carriers merge into the big three, and wait for your phone to completely die. And maybe even switch to a nicer Android that you can modify to your needs, like the Motorola Mods phones. And works cited was 9to5mac.com. So thank you for listening, reading. Please like, comment, share, subscribe, and have a nice day.